Good morning and welcome to another edition of Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone with public affairs specialist Barbara Dabb and a half hour focused on the issues, the people, and the events that are happening here in Middle Tennessee. Today, most of you know Emmylou Harris as a star of country music, but this amazing woman is also a passionate advocate for animal rights. She's created an organization dedicated to saving dogs from Metro Animal Shelters and fostering them until they can find permanent homes. Next Saturday, her agency, Bonaparte's Retreat, is holding its first ever fundraiser, and we talk to her to learn more. Then later, Nashville is home to some really magnificent historic properties. In fact, just a stone's throw away from downtown on the campus of Belmont University sits the Belmont Mansion. This spectacular home boasts a magnificent collection of art and artifacts, and this time of year, it's all decked out for the holidays and ready for you to come visit. We talked to Mark Brown, Executive Director of the Belmont Mansion, to learn more about how you can come enjoy this unique property. That and much more on Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I'm really pleased to have on the line with me today somebody who you will all know, but we're talking in a completely different capacity. I'm joined this morning by Miss Emmylou Harris. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, trying to keep warm on a very cold winter morning. I want to let everybody know that in addition, most people know who you are, obviously, through your music, but we're here to really talk about something else that's really near and dear to your heart and mine as well. And I think a lot of people may not realize that you're an animal rights activist, among many other things that you do. And you've created a really wonderful foster care rescue organization for animals in the Nashville metro area. Tell me a little bit. It's called Bonaparte's Retreat, which I know is named after one of your beloved pets.
He was my road dog.
Your road dog. Well, we should all have a road dog, shouldn't we?
Dog, and I rescued him from Nashville Humane, and had him for 10 years. He traveled everywhere with me on the bus. And,
wow!
He passed away in 2002, and we had other dogs in the family situation, but he was kind of my guy.
You yeah.
know? And I didn't think I would get another personal dog, but I felt that it's kind of awakened a childhood dream of mine to rescue dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided I had a big yard, and I thought I could foster a few dogs from Nashville Humane. And that's how we started Bonaparte's Retreat in 2004. We've kind of moved on to include the majority of our dogs from Metro Animal Control. Dogs that have a kind of a short window of time to be adopted. But we also have strays. People find them and call us, and we encourage them if we don't have space here at Bonaparte's Retreat, which is, we're kind of, right now we've got like 5 dogs in foster here on the property, and that's about our limit. But we have a wonderful group of people now that are volunteering for us to foster in their homes, so it allows us to rescue more dogs and get them adopted.
Right, right. And, you know, it's first of all, it's so great, you know, that no matter where you go in life, we all still have those dreams that stay with us. And you were really fortunate enough to be able to realize that dream. And I'm just so happy for you. And, of course, for all these wonderful dogs that you've been able to rescue. Are there always sort of like a particular type of dog that's difficult that ends up being sort of languishes at the animal shelter?
Well, you know, it's a situation where if a dog isn't adopted right away, they can develop, they can become depressed,
mm-hmm.
which kind of decreases their chances of being adopted, or they become hyper or appear to be aggressive because they're the nature of the situation is they're caged,
right,
and don't have as much human contact as dogs, you know, kind of crave that and require that. But for the most part, we try to take the dogs that have been there the longest, usually the adult dogs. We do have some puppies that come our way. Usually they're abandoned somewhere and someone will call us. But for the most part, we have adult dogs that are usually bigger, although we've had, also small dogs. But basically, my heart kind of belongs to the older, bigger
sure.
dog, you know, who somehow gets kind of passed over. And I've ended up adopting 2 of those dogs myself that actually travel with me on the bus now.
So you have new road dogs.
I have new road dogs, a big yellow dog and a big black dog. And, they, you know, for those listeners who have animals, you know that every dog is unique and every dog has a special personality. And it doesn't matter if they're not, you know, like a fancy dog or a purebred dog or whatever. They can be a kind of, I put in quotes, ordinary-looking dog.
Right.
They're all special. And really, I think having a dog in your life, in your family, or they really do bring a gift to your life that is unless you, you know, have never had a dog, you know what that is.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things, you know, I wanted to kind of bring up is it's Christmas time, and usually it's a time when some folks will think, oh, I'll get, you know, so-and-so a dog for Christmas or a puppy or whatever. But, you know, that's kind of a trap, too. You have to think very carefully about how that person is going to receive the gift of a pet and whether they're capable and all of that, so that they don't end up back where they started with you.
Right. It's very important when people decide what we have at Bonaparte's Retreat. We have a screening process. And there will, at the event on the 18th, we will have adoptable dogs there as part of the event. But we do an application that we follow through on, and then if it looks good, we have a two-week period where first we do a home visit, and then the dog can stay in the home for a couple of weeks before we collect any fee. And just make sure that it's a good fit for the people or the person as well as the dog. Because it's a lifelong commitment for the dog.
Absolutely.
We've had a very, very good success rate doing it this way.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Emmy Lou Harris. We all know her as an award-winning country singer, but of course we're talking about something else that she's really passionate about, which is helping to rescue animals, dogs in particular, from the Metro Animal Dog Shelter and fostering them at her Bonaparte's Retreat and with others. And of course, on Saturday the 18th, which is just next week, you're having your first annual event, Miracle on Music Row, with Emmy Lou. Tell us a little bit about it. It sounds like a ton of fun.
Well, it's going to be at the Corroboree Spa on 17th. It's 1014 17th Avenue. Mm-hmm. And the manager there, Carla Chufo, has recently started working with us, volunteering, and she's offered her place. We're asking for a $10 donation at the door. We're going to have one of our volunteers is going to be Santa.
Yay.
You get your dog's picture with Santa. We'll have, you know, cookies for both the dogs and the people, coffee. And we're going to have a parade. We're not exactly sure of our route now, but it'll be 17th, probably going over to 16th.
Right.
We have a lot of great auction items, a spa package from the Corroboree Spa. Berryhill Animal Hospital is offering a wellness visit. There's a six-course meal tasting with wine from the Flight Restaurant.
Oh, one of my favorites.
We have dog training sessions for auction. We have an autographed poster of Keith Urban.
Yay!
Some jewelry from Shimoko Plum Jewelry. And there's an Epiphone guitar that Gibson has very kindly donated. So we have a lot of great auction items. And we're also accepting dog and cat food to go to Metro Animal Control.
Ah, okay.
If people have extra bags of food or whatever, or they want to bring some. We're really excited about it. This is kind of our first fundraising event, and obviously we will also have some of our very special Bonaparte's Retreat dogs there that will be available for adoption.
Wonderful.
We want the community to get to know us, and we're hoping that this is going to be an annual event. We're also hoping to tell people about our foster program, because the more people we have that will just give the time, the space, and the love to these animals, we take care of all the expenses while they're in the foster care until the dogs get adopted. And the more people we have that will foster, that means the more dogs that we can rescue.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with Emmy Lou Harris about the first annual Miracle on Music Row with Emmy Lou. It's a holiday pet adoption event. And of course, it's coming up on December 18th at Corroboree Spa. And Emmy Lou, it's so fun to talk to you. Tell us where we can get some more information if folks want to be able to come to the event. Where can they get more info and the details about it?
If you go to emmylou.net, you can pull up Bonaparte's Retreat, and it should have all that information. And did I mention it's from 9 a.m. to 12? I think that's important.
Yes. So come down in the morning. I know if your pets are like mine, they're up early wanting to play and eat breakfast and hang out. So hard to sleep in late with a pet.
You're an early riser.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Especially if you have a young one. Ours are kind of old now. They sleep a lot, but but the young ones tend to get you up just like babies do, don't they?
Yeah, it's true.
So I imagine, as you mentioned, that there'll be some information at the event about fostering pets if somebody is interested, and that information can also be had on your website at emmylou.net?
I believe so, yes.
Fantastic. Well, I've been speaking with Emmy Lou Harris, somebody that we all know and love and have loved for many, many years. But this is an organization that's really special called Bonaparte's Retreat. Go to emmylou.net, learn some more information. The event is Miracle on Music Row with Emmy Lou. It's on Saturday, December 18th from 9 to 12 at Corroboree Spa. And you can get all that information there, as well as on my blog, zoneabouttown.wordpress.com. We'll have this interview available after the show, so you can get more information about that as well. Emmy Lou, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with your kickoff event and with all that you do for the animals at Bonaparte's Retreat, and very happy holidays to you.
Oh, same to you. And we hope that all the animals out there will have a very safe and comfortable Christmas in somebody's home.
Absolutely. They should all be warm and happy and have a nice place to lay their head at night.
Absolutely.